He's going to add that in addition to what we learned before, that there is a tremendous benefit to do tzedakah with zrizus, with alacrity, because that the way you'll get your protection as quickly. And we learned from Avraham Avinu, the special quality was zrizus. Argam zoyz, Alter Rebbe continue, matzonu ra'inu, ba'avoydus ha'tzedakah, we also find and we see in the service, the avoyda of tzedakah of charity, Myla Proteus Gedoylov and Iflah, we see a very specific, a detailed, great and wondrous advantage. Which there is no comparison to that greatness that we're talking about. Don't wait to give your thing to the end of the year, as the Alter Rebbe was saying, the amount, but give it every week, give it every month. Lepachos, why? Liyos Maisa Tzedakah Nasis Bepamim Rabbis. So the act of Tzedakah to be done in many times. V'chol hamarbe harezeh mishubach. And the more times you do it, it's praiseworthy. V'loy bepam achas ubebas achas. And not at once, and at one time, and all at once. Gam kasach hakoyle lechadu. Even though that the total amount will be the same, there's a benefit in doing it over several times. This is how the Rambam explains the meaning of the Mishnah. The Chachamim, the sages of the Mishnah, of the Zichron Livracha, the Shinu Chachamim, they learned over there. And what do they say? That everything goes by how much actions you do. The more actions you do, that's what you're judged. You have extra zechusim. It's not the subtotal, but it's the rev ha-maisa, the more times you do the maisa. So that's what I was going to explain. Hine. Milvat ki ha-Rambam zal bir hate of time of inimukah. Besides the fact that the Rambam, blessed memory, explained well his reasoning and his rationale for doing it lots of time, because what happens lots of times, you're actually training yourself. It's like an exercise that you train. The more you train yourself, the better you get at it. So when you force yourself more times to give tzedakah, or you're training yourself to give tzedakah, you're changing your nature into giving a tzedakah. Maybe it's easier to break yourself once to do it or to train yourself. And this way, you're doing it more time. K'day l'zachich ha-nefesh al yidei. I say about training, but this is to purify the soul. By doing many actions. In a mikra molly dibrakos. But there is actually a full verse. The pasuk says, Pu'ulas tzedakah l'chayim. The act of tzedakah brings life. The act of tzedakah. The haino. Shapu'uloso. What does it affect? Usguloso, and what is the special omen from giving tzedakah? Lahamshich chayei elyonim. That what we do is we draw down the supreme life from where? Mechaya chayei sof baruch hu, from the life of life, the infinite blessed be he, the infinite ein sof. So we take the light of Hashem, the ein sof, la'eretz achayim, to the land of life. Hishchina suzeinu. That is the divine of our strength. That becomes the resting, comes down from the Chaya Chaim to Shoichen Uzein, give us the force to come down from the Ein Sof into the world. Shaleo Nemar Ba'ato Mechayes Kulam. You give life to everything. Basically, when we're downtrodden, when we are sort of down in this world, so we bring down the life of life from Hashem to sustain us, to vitalize, to give us chayis. The sukkah David and nifelas adofer. We're talking about the sukkah of David, David, which has fallen till the ground. In other words, the Jewish community, the Jewish people, now in Golus are down. We want to bring down from the light of the Ein Sof into the Chaim to rest upon, to give us the strength that we need. Ukamayim razal gol le'edim shchinu la'imohim. As I say, just tell us, when they went to exile Edom, the Shekhinah is with them, Chulu, etc. We said, wherever the Eden went to go, it says, that the Eibishter goes down, the Eibishter comes back with us, because the Eibishter is with us wherever we are. So while we're in Golus, the Sukkas Dov is the Nefel Dofor, but still we're Mamshich the Chaim into the Golus. How is that accomplished? That's accomplished in Tzedakah. So we can't wait to be Mamshich the Chaya Chaim to this until the end of the year. We need it all the time, so we can't wait. Kibbe Saruso the Letatim. Why are we bringing down the Chaya Chaim into our lives? Because when we arouse from below, La'achyeis Ruach Shefolim, to give, vitalize the spirit of those that are down, those who are shuffled. The Leslei Megarmei Klum, that have nothing of their own. People that have nothing of their own. Isaruso de la'ela, that brings the razzle of above. So when we give to people that have nothing, then the Eibishter gives to the human beings that have nothing. Ubefrat bisnadiv om lahachis yeshver tzachayim mamish. When the people contribute to vitalize those who actually sit in the land in Eretz Yisrael, that not only to vitalize people that live in this world, but also in the snow, the dilemma. That's enough for those who understand. Chol maskil al dover al dvar godel v'niflo kozeh. Anybody who understands this great and wondrous matter, yimtza tuv tam, will find v'das, will find a good reasoning. How great the words of our sages. They said that everything goes by how much action times you do it. That is the act of tzedakah, to do it many times. So now we can understand this very well, because every time you're mamshich the chayim el yoinim through the yisrus del tato, lahamshich chayim el yoinim, that to bring down the supreme life, the Yachid Yichud El Yim Pomim Rabbis, to unite and to impact the Yichud El Yim, that the Kutcha Brichu Shchinta, to come down into the world many times. Bahainu Nami Kein Mashkos V'Rambam. This is also, the Rambam wrote only about the person to refine himself, to give it love several times. But this is similar. It also purifies the soul. That means that what Zacha Nefesh, which means, because the Shechina is called the soul, it's our soul. Because that's really our life and our soul. That's the divine. That becomes like the Nefesh. So that is Mezachech V'Nafshenu Ksiv. And it says that what? That our soul has been pushed down below to the dust. So you have to vitalize it. So you have to refine it. And therefore, which means every time you give tzedakah, just like we're talking about your mezachich, your nefesh of the person, we're also mezachich the shechina, because instead of the shechina being downtrodden, we bring it down a higher level of from the Chaya Chaim, from the Ein Sof. V'lchein Amru Razal, that's where our sage blessed memory told us, G'dayla Tzedakah Shemekarevis is a Geula, that the greatness of Tzedakah is that it brings close the redemption. Well, why does it bring close the redemption? Because it's going to bring down, take us out of the Golos. Lokim Ofer Mat Mat, raise it a little bit from the ground, bring back some more Chayas and more Chayas through the act Reva Maisa. Until Shiloh will come, Mashiach will come, and then there will be the full standing up from the dust of the Shekhinah, and that's the Reiv HaMaisim. That's what Alter Rebbe says, to do both. First of all, you have this Rizus, and second of all, you have the many times, and that's why, don't wait till the end of the year, but do it on a regular basis.